Bezer Shem Mizbeuch, we begin Perek Shemini, the 8th chapter in the Dalam Masechas Brachas, the Laws of Blessing, and the Save Hav of the Book of Love, which in this Perek we begin now discussing regarding the halachas of Brachas on other types of food items, specifically regarding Peiris and other things, as Ramagin's halachah regarding the general rule. Kol Peiris Ilan, all the fruits of the tree, M'vorchen Alei Matchil, you make a bracha on it before you eat, Boiri Priyada Ha'etz. The bless your Hashem, etc., the whole bracha, he creates the fruits of the tree. We'll say at the end, after he finishes eating, burn the first Shabbos, which is the generic bracha, he creates all many different souls and their lackings, and he fills them up. Although they grow on the tree, except for the five types that are written in the Torah, which behem and they are anavim, the grapes, and uteinim, and figs, b'remoinim, and pomegranates, b'zeisim, and olives, tamarim, and dates, which, although we generally say the five types, we mean the five types of grain, here it's actually not, there's seven types that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, and five of them are not the two types of grains. Shemavach alein b'seif, on these things, although they're priya eitz, he makes the bracha on them afterwards, bracha achas mein shalosh. The one bracha that's a conglomeration of the three blessings of Berachas HaMazon. Because it's from the Shivas Aminim, from the seven types that its soul is praised. Valpedas Adats Vayarakis, and regarding the fruits of the land, vegetables, and herbs, Mavarchan Alem Betchilid, the bracha he makes in the beforehand is Boy Priyadama, that he creates the fruits of the land. We'll say at the end, burn the first Shabbos. Vram She'ingidul Me'arth, things that don't grow from the land, could go in, for example, basar, meat, or gvin, or cheese, or dogam, and fish, or beitzim, and eggs, and mayim, and water, b'cholav, and milk, or dvash, and honey, or kreitzim, all these types of things. But Chilmabarach, initially you make the bracha shahakol, but everything was made with his word, was the most generic bracha. But at the end, burn the first Shabbos, is that he creates many souls. Now, someone drinks water, if it's not to quench his thirst, because if it's to quench your thirst, so it's giving you some type of pleasure. But if it's not, in the time bracha, it doesn't require blessing, little fun of blood achar, not before, not after, because there's no pleasure in the water. Other drinks, even if you're not thirsty, but it is the actual taste that's pleasurable. Water is only if it gives you for the thirst, and if not, there's no bracha. Halacha base. Hasechet peyers, if someone squeezes out fruits, v'hitzim in mashkin, and he squeezes out the juice, this fruit juice. V'varchan ha-metchil, you make the bracha, and initially shahakol, on the juice, you make shahakol, u'b'sevetein bar nefashas, chutz ma'anov v'azizim, except for when you squeeze out grapes and olives, shaliyayinim v'varch, on wine, which is squeezed out from grapes, you make the bracha bar pragovin, that he creates the fruits of the grapevine. U'b'sevetein, bracha achzmein shalish, that one, that which of the three, which is the al hagefen, as we call it, Vala Shemen and on oil, but Chilma Baruch initially makes the bracha Boi Priya Eitz, that it creates the fruits of the tree. Now, Bamedvim, when we say this, that you can make a Boi Priya Eitz on the Shemen, on the oil, if he something was hurting him in his throat. Veshasim in Hashemen, and he's drinking from the oil, im mehashlokas, together with vegetable juice, the cooked vegetable juice, ukhayitzim, and similar type of things, shayinim b'shliyasim, because he's getting pleasure from his drinking, because it's with the vegetable juice, so it tastes good, and he's also doing it for the purposes of the oil, which that's good for his throat, so then you can make the bracha on the beverage of the oil. Amshasa Hashem Levada, but he was just drinking plain oil, where there's no good taste, no pleasure. Or his throat wasn't hurting him. So then even if he's mixing in the oil with the vegetable juice, the oil is not the primary. It's nullified to the water of the vegetable juice. Then Mavarchal Abshakal, you make the bracha shakal on the whole beverage, or Leinan B'tam Hashem, because he's not really having pleasure from the taste of the oil. Halacha Gimel, Peiros Hayirakos Shedarken Ochel Chayim, fruits or vegetables that the norm is to eat it raw. So in Bishlan, if it's cooked, Oishlakon or stewed, Mavarchal Metchil, you can actually downgrade the bracha to a shahakal, which is more generic, the more specific, the higher the level of the bracha is, because it's downgraded from significance because it's not normally cooked, normally eaten raw. So it's a downgrade. Make a bar nefashes. Now, regarding the other way around, vegetables that are normally eaten cooked, could go in, for example, krov, cabbage, valefas, and turnips. If you eat it raw, which is also not the norm, so it has the downgraded level of shahakal, is not normally eaten raw. At the end, bar nefashes, rabbis, you make a bar nefashes. Now, vimbishlon shalaka, now if you cooked it or you stewed it, so then you make the bracha that's appropriate for it, which is how it's supposed to be eaten, like potatoes, all these things, a bar nefashes. At the end, bar nefashes, rabbis. Now, regarding things that are normally eaten raw and cooked, so when you eat it, whether raw or cooked, you make the appropriate bracha, bracha rulahan, that's appropriate for them. Meaning, if it's a fruit of the tree, you make a bracha, if it's fruits from the ground, or vegetables, make a bracha, like apples, these things can be eaten raw and cooked, then it gets the same bracha either way. Halacha dal, yidroka shidarkan lishalik. Now, regarding vegetables that normally are stewed, cooked, shalakon, so the cooked juice, mevarcha meshalik shalim, the bracha you make on the soup, the cooked vegetables, is boi pradama, is that he creates the fruits of the ground, because that's its norm, that's its derech, and therefore gets the bracha of the fruit itself. But who that is, shashlakon lishtus meman, if you go cooking it to drink the waters, the soup. Shemimi ashlakas, kishlakas, because the vegetable soup is like the vegetables themselves. In other words, it's not like when you squeeze out a fruit that we say you make a shahakal in halacha beis, because there, the beverage doesn't have the taste of the fruit, whereas when you cook the vegetables, it literally gets the taste of the vegetable itself. And that is b'makom shashlakon lishtus, if it's in a place where the norm is to drink it. Dvash tamarim, regarding date honey, mevachim of tchili, you make the bracha initially shahako, because it's like we said, a derivative that's not the thing itself. Aval tamarim, regarding dates, shema achem biyad, which was squeezed by hand, and you took out the pits. Vasoin kamaisi, make it like a dough. Mevachalin tchili, you can make it bracha, and initially boy creates that he creates the fruits of the tree, because it's still the actual tamar itself. Well, at the end, bracha achem and shalosh, you make the al ha'etz. Halachay, regarding other food items, hakanim hamatukim, regarding the sweet sticks, which is the sugar canes, shasech denoisim, that they squeeze it out, mehen, and they cook the juice that comes out from these sugar canes, atshikba, until it crystallizes, and that looks like salt, which is sugar. Kol ha'goyim shemavarchan lav, all the goyim, they say that you make a bracha and it boi pri adama, it creates fruits of the ground. Mektas number something, you make a boi pri eitz. They make boi pri eitz. Question is it a tree? Is it a bush? Is it considered the primary thing? Is it considered a derivative? Is it considered something like from the ground? Chay number sotu, they said, meaning they go in the hole that the canes are pri hadamam, that the cane is actual the pri of the adam itself. It's not like a tree itself. So they say shamoitzis oisim kanim, whoever sucks out those canes, mavarcha makes a bracha boi pri adama. That makes it's a fruit of the ground. But the Yom says the Rambam, and I say shein zepri. It's not a fruit. And the only bracha you make on it is going to be shahakal, because he says shliyid vash elu hakanim. You can't say that the honey of these canes, which in other words, even if you're going to say that it's priya eitz, and if you suck it out, you make a priya eitz. But at least the sugar that comes out from it, he's saying that shenishtal de or that gets changed through the fire by cooking it, by crystallizing it. It can't be any godly, it can't be greater than Vash Tamarim. Then the Deirhan, the Shalinishtan, the Ur, which wasn't even changed through the fire, Mevachal Meshachal, and still you make a bracha Meshachal, all the more so, the sugar, for sure, that gets processed, for sure, is going to be a Shachal. Halacha Bavakar, which is the hearts of palm. V'resha Dekal, it's on the top of the palm tree, Shukama Eitz Lab, it's like a white piece of wood, which is soft and it's sweet to the palate. Mevachal Tachila, you make a bracha on it beforehand, Shachal. Because it's ultimately going to get hard like a tree, and initially it was not planted for the intention of eating this hearts of palm, so it doesn't get its own, it's not like a pre of the eitz or adama, it's going to be a shahakal, something that tastes good, so it'd be like anything that does not have a distinct bracha. Kafras shel tzlaf, the leaves of the caper bush, mavarcha lev, you make a bracha on it, boi pri adama. Why? Nisha in the peri, it's not the fruit, it's like a shamer of the pri, it's like a protector, so it doesn't have the boi pri eitz bracha, it's downgraded to like a boi pri adama. Whereas Vavyainis Shotzlaf, the small little berries, which are the primary fruits of the caper bush, Heina Pri Shein Ketsuches, those are the fruits that like has like a form of a Tamorim Dakim Ketan, looks like small, thin dates. Mavarchalen, that you make it on the Tabracha Boy Pri Eitz, that he creates the fruits of the tree, which the caper bush is a tree, and the fruits is going to have that bracha. Halachazayin, Hapipolin, regarding pepper, peppercorns, Vahazangvil, and ginger. So, Bismanjain Rutubin, when they're moist, mean to say that they're fit to be eaten. Mevarchalim, then you can make a bracha on it, boi pri adama, that he creates the fruits of the ground, meaning, even though peppercorns grow on the tree, but since it's not normal for people to plant it to eat it as it is, only by mixing it into other cooked dishes, so it is appropriate to downgrade a little bit to boi pri adama. Avivation, when they're dry, which often happens with ginger and with pepper, black pepper, then entun bracha lelef nem lecherem. Then you don't have to make a blessing in it, not before, not after, if you're going to eat it straight. Neishein tamen, because they're spices. It's not a food item. V'chenochon shein ron lechir. So two food items that are not fit to be eaten. Umashkin shein ron lechir, or beverages not fit to drink. Entun bracha lelef nem lecherem. It does not require bracha, not before, not after, even if you're going to be eating it. Lachaches hapas sheipsha, regarding bread that became moldy, vayayin sheikrim, or regarding wine that develops a film on the surface because of its fermentation. or a dish that changed its form, it got ruined. Or regarding these wind blown fruits that before they fully matured. Or vashecher regarding beer, vachemetz and vinegar, vagavai, which is a certain type of kosher locust, vamelech and salt, vakamein, vapatrias and mushrooms and truffles, alkul mabark tchila, all these. So they have a taste, but either because they got downgraded, because they didn't fully mature yet, or whatever it is, on the old one you're going to make a shahakel. So mushroom and truffles, even though they grow from the ground, you can make a shahakel because ultimately its primary nourishment as a fungi is going to be from the ear, and therefore it doesn't have a bari adama. Now, anything that you make on it, a bracha of shakel beforehand, lachrin, mavarach bar nefashis, at the end you make on it, after you finish, a bar nefashis. V'chaltan, bracha la'achar, and whatever requires a bracha after, meaning a bar nefashis, or whatever it is, turn bracha la'fon, but then it requires a bracha beforehand, meaning, in contrast, sudden things require bracha before and not after, specifically when you're smelling aromatic spices. Halachatas, shmagim, which are the wine lees, these are the sediments of wine, shanasna leim shleisha, if you put on it three measurements of water, now, when you pour it out, you find that you have four measurements of a beverage because the wine sediments mixed with the water and then added a quarter. You can make a bracha very often that he created the fruits of the grapevine because she said yain mazik. This halachically is going to be qualified as diluted wine, which is three parts water to one part wine. Now haitzi pachis marba, but let's say when you're pouring out, you get less than four parts. Although it has a taste of wine, you make a bracha on it like it's water, just a tasty water, you just make a bracha of shahakal before you drink it. Halacha regarding what happens in situations of doubt or situations of error. So, Beirich al Peres Ilan, if someone made a bracha on the fruits of the tree, and instead he made the bracha Beir Pri Adama, that he creates the fruits of the ground, Yatzi has to fulfill the obligation, because ultimately a tree nourishes from the ground too, and therefore the fruits of the tree are also essentially, by default, fruits of the ground. Val Peres Adama, but let's say he made on fruits of the ground, Bari creates a bracha that he creates fruits of the tree, Leyetzi hasn't fulfilled the obligation because fruits of the ground are not included in the category of fruits of the tree. Now, Vakum, regarding all of them in Beir Shakal, make a bracha Shakal, Yatzi fulfilled the obligation, Vafal al-Pais val-Yayin, even on bread and wine, because ultimately that's the most generic bracha. Hashem created everything with the word, which is true, and therefore after the fact, it's valid for everything. Lach Yud Alf. Lokach Kushal Sheikh Abyadi. If someone took a cup of beer in his hand, he started the bracha saying bracha Hashem with the intent to say Shahakal, to end with the right bracha. But the Tava Amar made a mistake and he said, Bari Pragofen. He forgot what he was drinking. Made Bari Pragofen. Imagine this, we don't make him say over the bracha. Let's say he had in front of himself fruits of the ground. The Heskla bracha, and let me start the bracha with the intent to say, Bari Pragofen, that creates fruits of the ground. But Tava Amar, Bari Pragofen, made a mistake and he made the bracha Bari Pragofen. Imagine this, even though these are the wrong brachas, we don't make him say it over again. Let's say he had a cooked dish made out of grain. He started by having intent to say Barim Nazanis. But he made a mistake, he said the wrong bracha maitzi. Yotz for the obligation, and they should be shoshiska as Hashem Bamalchas, because at the time that he said Hashem's name and Hashem's reign, meaning he said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. When he said those words, which that's the primary bracha, he only had a mind for the proper bracha for that type of thing. So since in the primary part of the bracha, which people don't realize, they think they have in mind by the actual species that it is, that's not the main thing. The main thing is talking about Hashem, not what you're actually having. And since at that primary part of the bracha, there was no toys, no mistake, although he ends up saying the wrong thing at the end, he has to fulfill the obligation because by the main part of the bracha, he had in mind the right thing. And they say, and then we don't make him go back and say over a new bracha. All these blessings that we mentioned in this parak, which are rabbinic, in contrast to what we mentioned in parak beis, we spoke about by a bread meal, berachas hamazon, that direction, I would have a different halacha. But all these blessings, ibn estapik lebehem, if he's not sure regarding them, in berach or leberach, did he make the blessing or did he not? Ein echaz mevarach, does not have to go and say it over again, lebetchilo b'saif, not regarding a doubt of brach rishayna, brach achroina. Nishim b'divrei, they're all from rabbinic law, and we know that when it comes to safek derabanan, doubt regarding rabbinic law, we go lehaku, we go leanly. Now, Shachach v'hichnis achol m'teich pe b'lei bracha. What happens? Someone made a mistake. He forgot, and he put food into his mouth without making a bracha first. So it depends. Im hoya mashkin, if it was a beverage where if you're going to spit out of your mouth, it's going to get ruined. You also can't move it to the side and make a bracha with liquid in your mouth. It's not possible to do that. So bolin, so you swallow it without a bracha because we don't want you to ruin the food, which you have no other option. M'vracha l'misayf, and you only make the bracha afterwards, the bracha achreina. Now, v'im hoya peiris, if it's fruit, so it depends. Shim zirak, and if you spit it out of your mouth, you must, so they're going to get ruined. Kugan, for example, tutma novim. Berries, grapes, they get too mushy. It's not going to be good. So mesachlan tzadechad, you just move it to one side of your mouth. And you make it a blessing with it in your mouth. And then you swallow it. But v'meinin masnif, they're types of fruits that wouldn't get ruined because they're poilim bafun, like beans and peas, where they're mushy anyway and it's not going to taste any different. You spit it out of your mouth until you make the bracha. And you have your mouth clear, which is how it's supposed to be when you make a bracha. And then you go ahead and you eat it. Halachah Gimel, regarding precedence in regards to which bracha comes first. So, if let's say in front of him many different types of foods. So, if their blessings were the same, for example, let's say he had an apple and an olive, both are by pre-aids. Okay, make the bracha on one of them, and that will exempt the rest. We don't have to make a bracha on every single one of them. Now, the blessings were not the same, so then you make a bracha on each one of them, bracha rule, the appropriate bracha for it, and whichever one he wants to go and make the bracha on first, the one that he likes the best, makdim, he'll go first, even if the other type is from, let's say, for one of the shibbutz aminim, which has a certain distinction to it. Now, but then let's say he doesn't care one over the other. Then im yesh b'neim echem shibbutz aminim, then if one of them is from the seven species that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, Allah mavarach tchila. So then if he doesn't care, it's not chaviv, then he should make the bracha on that one first. Now, v'chol kodem pasik, whichever type is mentioned earlier in the verse, kodem bracha comes first in the making of the bracha. V'ashiva heim amur b'pasik zeh, and the seven that I mentioned this pasik is, the pasuk says that it's an eretz. Eretz Yisrael is a land of chita, of wheat, of sora, barley, begefen, and grapes, wine, te'ena, and figs, v'rimon, and pomegranates. It's an eved zeh Hashem. It's a land of olive oil, udvash, and of honey. Now, what's interesting is udvash zeh, udvash tamarim. This honey is date honey. Now, v'tamarim, the dates, kolim lanovim, you make the bracha before grapes, even though it's written last. But shatmon m'sheni le'eretz, because the dates, the pasuk has the word eretz two times. So from the second time it says the word eretz, dates is number two. Vanavim shlich le'eretz, grapes, although it's early in the pasuk, but it's number three from the first eretz. So actually, tamarim come before the grapes. Lachidab, regarding the bracha we call alamichya, alagefen, but it's the bracha achash min shalish, the one that's a microcosm of the three blessings in Berachas Hamazon. So it's a mini benching, which is Baruch Achashi Main Shalish, the one blessing that's from the three blessings of Berachas Hamazon. Shachamesh Aminim, when you're eating from the five types of grain, Shal Perish B'Shal Yayin, of the fruits, which is of wine, He Shal Mini Hadogan, is meaning if you, the five types of fruits, meaning not the five Chamesh Aminim Dogan, the five types that we said the seven Minim, but besides two of them are actually grain, Chit and Seirah. The other five are actually of fruits and of wine. So Hisha Min HaDagan, that bracha is the same type of bracha you make when you have on, which we already spoke about in Perek Gimel, Lochi Yad Gimel, as the same as the bracha of the Alamichya, which is for that of grain. Ella, the only difference is, Sha'ala Peiris Hu'aymer, when you're having fruits, let's say you're having a pomegranate. So on the fruit, Hu'aymer, he says, instead of Alamichya Valkakola, you say, Ala Eitz, on the tree, Val Priyetz, and then the fruits of the tree. And the produce of the field, and on the desirable field, etc. So just like you said about Mechia, just instead of Mechia, which you say for Chit and Seira, you're going to say, which is the five types, Chit and Seira, and you have Shibbol Shul, and Shul, and Spelt, and Kusman. But here, for the other five, it's just, you'll have pears. Now, Balayayin, I mean, the Geffen is the one that on wine you'll say, Ala Geffen, on the grapevine, Bal Pear Geffen, and on the fruits of the grapevine. Now, regarding both of them, you'll end on the land, on the fruits, which derived holds that on wine you say actually on the land, on the fruits of the wine, which that's our custom. Now the Mubar itself, he was in Eretz Yisrael, the ending of the bracha is not just alapeiras, it's alaoritz valpedaseha, on the land, on its fruits, because you're in Eretz Yisrael, you want to praise its fruits this distinctly. Now there are those who add on to this bracha that's one of the three. Before you end of the bracha, kikel toiv umeitavata, because a good God who does good you are, because shumein bracha revis, that's like similar to the fourth bracha, which was added on later on of Berachas Hamazon, which is, that's the idea of toiv umeitav. Now, v'yesh mishayim, some say no, shalei tikna bracha revis of Berachas Hamazon mavad. This fourth bracha was only instituted for benching and not for the bracha of the alamichya, which we said is similar to what we said these other five types of shibbutz aminim, for the peiris and for that of the wine. Lachat ezvav. Let's say someone drinking wine, he drank wine, and he ate dates, and he also ate the five types, a cooked dish from the five types of grain. So you have an ala michya, you have an ala eitz, and you have an ala gefen. Now the Ram doesn't have ala gefen, so ala eitz is both for wine and dates. So mevarach b'achrayin, so you make a bracha achrayin at the end. Baruch atah Hashem, Akein Melchayim, blessed be Hashem, our God, the King of the world. Ala michi b'akukala, so first of all, the dish of the five grains, on the sustenance and on the food. Vala gefna priya gefen, so that's where there is a difference, not at the end, but in the beginning, on the vine and on the grapevine and on the fruits of the grapevine. So that's for the wine that he drank. And vala it va priya etz, and then the tree, and then the fruits of the tree, that's for the date that he ate. And then Valtunav Sasada Valtchem the Bukhul, etc. When he ends up, Bracha Tashem Basir Hashem, Ala Oretz, on the land, Vala Michya, which is for the provision, which is for the Chamishim in the Dagan, Vala Peres, and on the fruits, which again, that the earth provides the Michya and the Peres, which again, according to the Rambam, you don't end off with something distinct for the wine, because that's included in the Peres. Now look at the Zayin. Avalam Acha Basa Bashal Siyam, but if someone ate meat and drank wine, Mavarach Basayif, then he's going to make a Bracha at the end, Azebef Neasmai, on the wine. Independently, he's going to make a ala gefen. Nazep efnei atzmai, and on the meat, its own bracha, achrein abayin nefashas. Now, ochel te'inim aynovim, if he ate figs or grapes, so that was from the Shabbos Aminim. And he also had not from the Shabbos Aminim fruits, v'tapuchim, v'agosim, and apples, and pears, or gezim, and similar types of things. So, v'varach basayiv, at the end, he's going to make a bracha achz men shal, it's only going to make what's called ala eitz. V'hikar lesaklo, and that includes everything, nishakulim peiras eitz, because they're all fruits of the tree. And anything similar like this, which is, for example, let's say he drank wine and he ate with it apples, which the bracha chreina on the wine will exempt the peiris, because according to the Rambam, you end of ala oretz v'ala peiris. So that's include, even with wine, other types of fruits. But even though they're not usually chashim enough to make a bracha achaz min shalish, because it's not like something as distinct as wine, they'll make a regular bracha nefashis. But once you're making al ha eitz, which is because it's from the Shabbos Aminim, so that would include also, even if it's not from the Shabbos Aminim, in its bracha achreina.